Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Triple Chalice Tarot Presents, the Elementary of Tarot, Exploring the Major Arcana, Part 2. I am your host, Taruk Vishal, accompanied by my two lovely co-hosts, Aluna Odette.
Good evening, everyone.
And Rowan Nix.
Good evening.
You can find us all at Triple Chalice Tarot. That is on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook. So you guys definitely look us up. Also on Blog Talk Radio, we have an extensive archive of all of our previous shows. So make sure to check that out, everyone. Okay, so let's get the show started. I want to pick up where we left off last week, and that is on the Empress. I want to just lightly brush over her one more time before we move on. So like we discussed last week, the Empress, she is Mother Earth, okay? She has to do with abundance, with fertility, with love, with affection, with nurturing. Okay, she has to do with the animal kingdom, with the insect kingdom, you know, all of the kingdoms that have to, you know, that have life on earth, basically. She is the nurturing mother, and I feel like she has to do with the root chakra. Something about her is very root chakra, you know, because I think the root chakra, you know, it is the earth chakra that connects us to the earth, so I would see the root chakra definitely dealing with her. So I guess we can start with Aluna. Is there anything that you want to, you know, quickly say about the high priest, I mean, the empress, before we continue?
Right. Well, the empress is represented by the number 3 in the numerology that deals with manifestation, creation, like you said, fertility, so bringing things forth. It also represents tapping into a sensuality and a feminine sensual energy, so pampering yourself, manicuring yourself, you know, lavishing yourself in cologne or silks, things that are of the earth that really make you feel divine and sensual and sexy in a sense. In a way, she's definitely represented by that that earthly mother, like you said, just that divine carnation, that sort of the anima is what the word is. The anima is what they use to refer to her. So that's what I see. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, Rowan, what do you want to input on the Empress?
Well, the Empress really is the paradigm of femininity. She does represent the Mother Earth figure, the fertility, the sensuality of it. She's also ruled by the planet Venus. And I believe in the Rider-Waite deck, there's even the symbol of Venus that's down by her feet as well.
Yes,
so
yes,
naturally,
absolutely.
Venus rules over Taurus, and Taurus is all about sensuality and earthly delights and pleasures, and also about domesticity. It's all about feeding yourself, making sure your body is fed, that you have comfortable
mm-hmm.
clothing, etc.
Yes, not only feeding yourself, but feeding them kids, you know what I'm saying? Feeding those
yes.
children, because she is that pregnant mother. So now let's discuss the reversal of her. Now the reversal, I see this as a menopausal woman. You know, she can no longer give birth. She is barren. Okay, that womb is dry. Okay, I see this as a woman, or anybody really, Empress feminine energy, who is not in alignment with her cosmic femininity. This is somebody
mm-hmm.
who, you know, needs a realignment to you know, connect yourself once again and see that root chakra knot. You gotta to heal that, you have to do some grounding work and connect back with the earth and connect your roots, which is, you know, for a lot of menopause women, you know, their vaginas, okay, connect that back to the earth. So, you know, the negative aspect of the Empress can also deal with relationships, failing marriages, you know, somebody who likes to be all up in everybody's business and just talk and just wants to intervene in people's relationships and start drama, you know, so it's just the complete antithesis, you know, just barren, dry, no type of warmth, you know, no type of nurturing, just... Yeah, so let's go with the Luna. What do you see with the reversal?
Well, going off right from what you said, this we're talking about a bitter woman, someone who's very scorned, jaded, gossipy, problematic, someone who's difficult, someone who feels entitled. You know, we deal with that really sort of bitter, shrewd, entitled woman who thinks she's superior to others. This is also someone that we're looking at who doesn't really have a love life, you know, where it's upright. It's similar, you know, a nice, abundant love life and fertility. There's just passion and love and sensuality. On the reversal, we're not seeing this at all. She's cold. She's jaded. And this could be male as well. Also, on a material level, this is someone who lacks the want or the desire to manicure themselves, because we're talking about, you know, lavishment and, you know, a sensualness. So that energy is just gone, and this person has no desire to clean themselves up, no desire to sort of dress nice, look nice, and, you know, be presentable. This person is just kind of over it and dry, sort of barren. So, yeah, that's what I see in the reversal.
Rowan, what do you see?
I mean, y'all pretty much killed it. I will say that, like Aluna said, there's definitely a sense of bitterness to this card. There's a sense of, you know, this once proud and great woman sort of resorting to, like, those cheap and petty tricks. And it's definitely a petty card. So if you think about, let's say, the negative aspects of a Taurus, this is somebody that gets involved in little fights too quickly, that definitely wants to have things their way, does not listen to others, does not play well with others. It's their way or the highway. So that's very much the reversal of the Empress as well. Like the name accurately states, you know, she is a leader, but she's also the dictator as well, you know, and you don't cross her kind of a thing.
Wow. Okay, all righty. So I guess we can move on to the next card, which is the Emperor, okay? Now, when we look at the Emperor, he is the father figure. He is the opposite or the complementary card of the Empress. Okay, so the Emperor. Now, he has to do with authority, okay? This is somebody who knows their ish, who knows their stuff, somebody who is a responsible person, a responsible man, okay? He is in charge. He is the leader. This has to do with experience, you know, being an experienced person, okay, an elder. You've been doing this for a while, you know. The Emperor is also somebody who has control, who knows how to control themselves. You know, if they get angry, they know how to control that anger. They know how to maybe transmute it into something else, you know. This card, it's also about having moral strength, you know, about being that person that people look up to, okay, being a moral character. He is somebody who is a defender, you know. He creates structure. He creates law and order, okay. He is a leader, okay. He has that status and recognition. So I want to go to, let's switch it up. Let's go to Rowan first. Rowan, what do you see with the Emperor card?
Well, the Emperor is one of my most favorite of the major arcana, probably also one of my least favorite. I have a very love-hate relationship with it. Being an Aquarius, this is kind of like my antithesis, but it is definitely the qualities that I look for in somebody. And that is that the Emperor is very driven, very impulsive, very energetic. It's very much their way or the highway. There's somebody that's a natural leader. So this can indicate a time in your life where you need to take on those very Martian energies of war and dominance and authority, etc. Or it can mean that you need to pull back as well, depending on what your sun sign is. I believe the Emperor is ruled by Mars, which is, again, ruled over Aries as well. And as if it was embodied in a person, for those of us that watch Game of Thrones in the audience, this would be represented by Khal Drogo, like the warlord from season one. So this is a very warlike, authoritative, very vicious sign, and a very vicious card as well. So it definitely speaks of watching yourself, because you're very much in the realm of someone else's authority, for sure.
Wow. Okay. All right. Aluna, so what do you see?
With the Emperor upright, I see someone who is very calculative, someone who lives life and business, whatever decisions that they're making, they're very structured and, calculative tactics, stratagem, battle strategy. They're very competitive. This is a very competitive energy, someone who wants to reign through superiority. So they do well in leadership positions. They don't really take orders well from others. This is also represented as the patriarch, you know, the head of the household, the one who's, you know, who's upholding the dynasty, keeping, you know, the emperor's he's not like a king, because the kings, they have their domain, but the emperor, he is the conqueror. He is constantly expanding. He's constantly looking for new territory. And that can be pretty, he can rule with an iron fist. He can have, he can have a total lack of empathy, which we'll see in the reversal, and which is why he needs the empress by his side, where she can be more of the love and the sort of, the worship for her divine beauty, where he is worshipped for his, out of fear, almost out of fear and just respect, and just you don't want to cross him because he's ruling with that iron fist. Also, what's interesting to know in the symbology of the card is that he has the world in his hand. He also has the Ankh, which is represented to speak about life and spirituality. So, you know, he's one who's constantly planning on his expansion and how to improve his reign. So that's definitely what I see.
Wow. Okay, wow. So now the reversal of the Emperor. Now, when we look at the reversal of the Emperor, this has to do with somebody who can be overly domineering, somebody who is abusing their leadership position, somebody who is putting their foot on other people and abusing them and taking their authority, you know, to negative levels, with the need to control other people. Now we can look at the opposite of that. Now the Emperor can also deal with somebody who has no power, a masculine energy who is not in the emperor position of power, somebody who has had their emperor status stolen away. You know, many times even in a relationship, you're with somebody who can make you feel less than that emperor, who can take away your authority, who can, you know, basically tell you no with everything. You know, you have no stance, you have no type of power, because this person who you are in a relationship with is holding you back. You know, it's an unequal relationship, and, you know, you're not happy because they're the one that's in control. So it can go both ways. It can be somebody who is abusing their power as the emperor, or somebody who has not embraced their power, or who has had their power taken away. Rowan, what do you see with the reversal of the Emperor?
I definitely see somebody that is very power hungry, somebody that actually feels powerless, and so they use their influence all the time over anybody. This is somebody that will not let you forget a debt, will not let you forget that you owe them or that you need to do something for them, and will call it in at the slightest grievance that they have with you. So this is a very formidable enemy, but it's also somebody that's very much driven by their own ego. This is a very egoic individual, and this is somebody that maybe has not evolved that much spiritually as of yet.
Okay. Aluna, what about you? What do you see?
In the reversal for the Emperor, I'm going to take a bit of a different route. Knowing that the card upright talks about structure, it talks about having goals and striving and really a confidence and expansion. This person in a reversal, this person doesn't have that same drive. They don't have those boundaries. They don't have that structure. They don't have that stability when it comes to the foundation that's necessary for expansion, for, you know, reaching out. So this person lacks confidence. They lack a backbone, okay? We're talking about a strong, upright force, you know? So in reversal, this person is lacking that confidence. They're often fear-based. They're often very shy or avoiding confrontation. They're afraid to stand up for what they believe in. You know, just very submissive. This card in reversal is a very submissive card, you know, and not in a good way because, you know, in a good way, it would be seen as the Empress or maybe the High Priestess even. But for the Emperor to come up and be in a reversal, it's saying that you're lacking in that sort of necessary, strong, masculine traits that you need sometimes in life. So that's what I see for the reversal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice. So now we move on to the next card, which is the Hierophant. Now, for me, when I look at the Hierophant, I see this as a spiritual teacher, somebody who has secret knowledge or wisdom, somebody who has a connection to the divine. This is somebody who has the ability to create, to manifest, you know, but it's more powerful, I feel, and more connected to the divine than the magician. That's just how I personally feel about it, as far as, like, the manifestation and creation. This is also about somebody who has ethical values, somebody who is in a leadership position. A lot of people associate the Hierophant to the Pope. Let's not get into that, because the Popes, we can discuss their ethical values. You know, but I guess, alrighty, and also, you know, a mentor, you know, this can symbolize, and the Hierophant also can symbolize, like a group, like, you know, a group coming together that they're all in the same mental place, or they're all together, you know, like a religion, or even a cult, you know, something together that an institution, you know, like even rituals, you know, that they come together and they're all in the same mind frame. So, yeah, that's what I see with the Hierophant. Aluna, what do you see?
Well, definitely this card speaks about religion. It talks about spiritual faith. It talks about a renewal of that faith. So when you think of the Hierophant and looking at the depiction, we see someone who's seated in a position of power, but it's not like a king or emperor. No, he has his following, and he has his, you know, his sort of sect or cult, based on what he provides and how he renews the faith of the people, you know, through his speaking and through his practice, through his, you know, so we're talking about the Gandhis, we're talking about, you know, the Buddhas, we're talking about, you know, the spiritual teachers who really came, Mother Teresa, we're seeing all those sort of people when we look at the Hierophant, because in it, they're teaching, you know, we see in the Empress again about the persuasion and the love, and oh, she's, you know, she's such a feminine representation of power. And then we see the Emperor, you know, a masculine representation of power. But the Hierophant represents his power through a subtleness, through humility, through charitable services. So, you know, he's giving back to the people through his faith and knowledge and just uplifting and what they're going through is definitely what I see. So,
mm-hmm. Alrighty. Rowan, what about you?
We're on a roll, huh?
I think it's really interesting that you bring up that in a lot of the older tarot decks, he's known as the Pope. And that's especially interesting considering this is an occult deck that we're talking about. In a lot of the newer ones, you know, they have him painted as the shaman or the druid. And I really feel that draws in more of the accurate comparisons of this card. You know, this card is not about the ego. This card is about we before I, whereas the Empress and the Emperor are very much sensation-based and ego-based, this card is a very tribal card. It's very much, I am because we are. And what's also interesting is if you look at the High Priestess, the Empress, the Emperor, and the Hierophant, it's the four elements. The High Priestess is water, the Empress is earth, the Emperor is fire, and the Hierophant is air. There's a lot of and about organization and really moving as a team in a very spiritual context. And I really feel that in this day and age, that is where we are all moving as a people. We're all moving into a more spiritually enlightened place that we have to work together and realize that we can't do it alone. So that's the overriding message, that sometimes you need to gather your forces.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree completely. Okay, now let's look at the Hierophant reversed. Now, when I look at the Hierophant reversed, I see this as somebody who's in a leadership position who is abusing that power, somebody who is forcing people to do things. Maybe even a lot of times like those cult leaders, you know, those sick, perverted leaders who, you know, just end up abusing little kids and, you know, everybody's afraid of them. That's what I see in one aspect. But I can also see this in another aspect as the person in that situation where you wake up and you realize, wait a minute, this isn't for me. This is not a part of the group or institution I want to be a part of, and I want to escape and break free from this and get out of this, these restrictions, and that I have to follow rules and be like everyone else, and I have to believe this. I don't want to believe it anymore. So I see this as a breaking away from organized religion, organized cults, whatever type of group, spiritual situation that you finally release yourself from and break out of. Or it can also deal with an abusive leadership position. Let's start with Rowan. Rowan, what do you see with the reversal?
I definitely agree with you. This is dogmatism versus true spirituality. You can see evidence of this, like you said, in many of the cult organizations like Jonestown. Aleister Crowley went through something like this. Gerald Gardner went through something like this. Alexander's been through something like this. You know, there comes a point where when I guess you have a bunch of, like a very large spiritual following, and you're the living embodiment of God for them, there's a corruption of the ego that can take over. And it's a really sad thing because you're taking something that's inherently pure and you're warping it to your own ends, and it becomes very nightmarish, actually. So this is definitely an abusive father figure, for sure, in the reverse.
Wow, okay. Luna, now what do you see in the reversal with the Hierophant?
Definitely the disorganized relationship of community, where we see this figure bringing people together. This person is not bringing people together for the right reasons, or they're instilling a sense of fear through dogmatism, through abuse, through, you know, the word that they use for brainwashing. But it's like a process that I've seen in on Law
MK
and Order
Ultra.
When you watch these.
Something
to that effect. That is definitely one aspect of looking at it. But normally, you know, when they starve the people and they put them through sort of torment, that they start to become delirious and more believing of that position of power, that person who's taking up that position of power and is using it to corrupt the people. So corruption based, the faith being corrupted. So people, a lot of churches, you know, that they're the prices and the taxes, and, you know, they're always asking for an accumulation for money. And you see
yes.
the preacher living
yes.
lavishly, you know, having houses
mm-hmm.
and cars, but the people that he's preaching to and giving sermon to, they're still poor. So this is
yes.
definitely corruption based that we see. It's
yes.
definitely corruption based that we're seeing in the religion that's supposed to uplift people and renew
mm-hmm.
people of faith and give them spiritual hope. So there are a lot of charlatans and people out there like that. So this card in reversal would not surprise me in some aspect of religion or dealing with something of that situation. So yeah.
No, definitely. I completely agree with you on that level, especially with these pastors out here, just millions and millions of dollars with private jets and helicopters and planes, and yet these people are out here struggling and dying and starving to death, you know, and It's just crazy. But, yeah, you guys, I think we should leave it there. We have about 4 minutes left.
That was a beautiful show. Beautiful show.
Yes. Thank you all so much for listening. Once again, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. Once again, I am your host, Taruk Vishal, accompanied by my two co-hosts, Aluna Odette.
Good night.
And Rowan Nix.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone.